60-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello and welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre Cartwright and I'm delighted that you've decided to spend a part of your weekend with us. The show that is solely and only about goodness and positivity that's happening here in our Bahama land, highlighting individuals and groups doing great things, positive, so much terrible things that are going on all around us. So we wanted to give the opportunity to hear nothing but goodness for one solid hour. As a reminder, if you are a person or you're part of a group that's making a positive impact on the community, please reach out to me. I'm on social media. You can also go through the pages, the happy hour. You can contact Guardian Radio, the station itself, if you would want to come on the show just to share with other people what you are doing in our community. With that being said, this is a call-in show, so you can feel free to call us at 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, toll-free 300-5720. You can stream us live on Guardian Talk Radio through our app. You can also listen in on Cable Bahamas Channel 969, BTC Flow Channel 612, and please feel free to follow us on social media. And I think it's going to be quite important for today, because I believe we may have some surprises and prizes going to happen on this show. So if you're tuned in, don't go anywhere. You may actually get one of these beautiful things that we have to give out today. With that being said, informative conversation today. Joining us in studio, and we also have somebody in on Zoom. You know, the beauty of technology is we can get to you no matter where you are in the world. Joining us in studio would be the ladies of the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Theta Epsilon Zeta Chapter, President Clementra McCoy, Second Vice President Taniqua McPhee Thompson, and Christy Cargill, a very good friend of mine. So we're very happy to have them here with us. They're going to talk to us about what the sorority is doing in the community, the goodness that it is making to our society, and then also some very important programs and initiatives. I have a beautiful write-up. I've shared it on our pages, but I'm going to let them tell us a little bit more because we have a whole hour with them. The minutes will go by so fast, I promise you. But we're going to really have a conversation. First of all, what is your group all about? We hear a language we don't speak. It's Greek. Help us to understand a little bit more. Let us know. What is Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated? And President McCoy, if you're in, you could feel free to chime in at any time.
Hi, good. Yes, good afternoon. Can you hear me clearly?
We can hear you loud and clear. Happy to have you joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for technology.
So you're going to tell us?
Yes. I heard you introduce us. And I would be remiss if I didn't give Christy's proper title. I know you're her friend, but Christy is our first Bahamas director.
Oh,
so
big
when
things?
He became a state in 2019, Christy would have been our first state director for the Bahamas.
Oh, President McCoy, are you telling me I have royalty inside the studio
the
today?
Vader? You certainly do, because Vader is a sorority of many, many firsts. And so we toot the horn today because Sarah Cargill is our first state director for the Bahamas.
You know, if this is one of those mix shows, I would have like the horns going off right now, because this is it's always a great thing when we hear about Bahamians making impact, not here at home only, but across the seas and other countries on the regional and the international level. And I know she is just so modest, and I'm happy that you brought that through, because she is representing your organization definitely on the world stage, but also as a Bahamian doing the job. And I'm sure she's doing it with excellence.
Correct.
So thank you for correcting me, President McCoy.
No, not correcting, just adding in, because I know she would not have said so.
No, she did. She did not. I just want to say she didn't tell me all of
that. Yes, to set the tone so that you realize that you not only have the current executive board, which is myself and my second vice president, Taniqua, but you have our first state director. Currently, our new state director is Margaret Bull. She may or may not be able to join, because we have an initiative going on today as well, which we can speak to later on in the program.
Yes, please. Yes,
but I know you wanted to know just a little bit about the organization as we start the program off. And so State Epsilon Zeta, which is our local chapter, was established in 1976. So we belong to the umbrella of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And we were started in 1920 by five ladies on the campus of Howard University. This particular organization on scholarship, service, sisterhood, and final womanhood. Our motto is a community conscious, action-oriented organization. And so you heard the four pillars on which we are founded. Those are the four things that, as an organization, locally and internationally, we want to pour in, not just into our communities, but into the younger ladies in society who one day, as we say in our youth auxiliaries that we also have here in the Bahamas, from girls to pearls. So one day we want to impact them in such a way with our youth organizations that they eventually grow up to become final women as well.
That is powerful. And you all, your organization has been around from 1920. You've been here since that. I'm thinking decades. We're hearing many decades of positive impact, and it's women driven, women only, and you're reaching out to girls in the community. I find that, you know, as years go by, there seems to be a decrease in the availability of mentors for our young girls. And it sounds like your organization is filled with women of excellence, that and that you are actually sharing that with your young people. Before we get into a few more of the finer details, you mentioned your young people. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have locally the Zeta Youth Auxiliary, and that auxiliary caters to young girls from the 5 to 18. So that's really from, you would have hit basically a grade 1 level until you're in grade 12. Within that group, though, we have them separated into three areas. The Pearlettes, which is the youngest, the Amethysts, which is the middle group, and then, of course, the Arcanets, and that would be our 14-year-olds to 18-year-olds, which are our high schoolers. Each of those groups, we have a particular curriculum geared towards that age group, because you can imagine, what we would speak to the Arcanets, we definitely wouldn't speak to the Pearlettes, so we meet them on a different level.
Of course.
So while we want to embody mind, body, and soul, because those are with those young ladies throughout the school year. And so the youth auxiliary year would run with the school year as well. So each time we meet, which is every second and fourth Saturday at H.O. Nash Junior High School, from the hours of 1 to 3, we used to be 12 to 2, but we moved it to 1 to 3 because the girls are heavily involved in other activities. So we found that if we started a little late, that, you know, we'll be able to accommodate them with their other activities, and they'll be able to be on time for youth auxiliary.
So let's just say a day like today, the young ladies have their pop-up. They have where they have stalls, and they've been put into different groups. And so each group is selling something today. They have bookmarks, books, hair accessories, and these are all things that the young ladies made.
Oh, really?
And they would have come up with different names. I'm sure my second vice president can show you the flyers. They came up with their own flyers, videos, marketing. And so today, from 10 to 3, persons can go by the H.O. Nash Junior High School to the back of the school on their cabana, and they would see at least 8 different stalls set up with our young ladies. So these are our entrepreneurs.
Okay.
These are the persons that are going to be the next business ladies within the Bahamas. And so go out, if you're under the sound of my voice, go out and support them. They have very affordable things, little things you can give to your little nieces.
And, so you're saying that there's Christmas shopping we can do today.
Correct.
The young ladies of H.O. Nash, the home of the Lions, hear me roar.
Correct. Correct. So those girls are our future, and they are who we mentor as a part of our youth auxiliary. Okay?
See,
I would be remiss because that's not the only auxiliary we have.
Of course, but there are others, and I really, because I know Christy already said that she's not going to talk much, I'm going to put her on the spot. So that's one set. Tell me more about
the other,
and then Taniqua, I want you to tell me about the third. So that's 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, so let's cover it. And speak right in the mic that everybody can hear you.
The other set is our Amikai Auxiliary. For being in a sorority, we are all college-educated women. We have our undergraduate chapter at the University of Bahamas for those young ladies who are currently matriculating. But to be a part of a graduate chapter, you have to have a college degree. However, we know that there are ladies in the society who are about service, who are aligned with our principles of scholarship, service, sisterhood, and finer womanhood, but who have not had the opportunity for whatever reason to obtain that degree. So the Amikai Auxiliary gives them a chance to be a part and work with us, as well as be able to have that chance to serve their community.
I love that. And just remind me of the ages.
Oh, the Amikai, there is no age limit.
Oh.
For the Amikai. So these are women who have graduated high school, who did not have a chance to go to college. Some of them are grandmothers. Some of them are mothers.
Okay.
It's open to all women, so that there is no age limit there.
That's just words to my... I'm not sure if you were listening to the show for the entire month. I've been trying to highlight women's organizations, women activities. You know, this is the month that we're commemorating the International Day to Eliminate Violence Against
it's
your group. You're focusing on the young girls and women of all ages to give back no matter their background. Because a lot of times what happens to our Bahamian young girls or young women is that they lack the foundation and the support to get where we know they can go. And so the fact that your group is doing this, you are to be commended.
Thank
now,
Snake,
I know you think you're not going to talk to me. I need you to, yes.
Well, Madam President and Christy basically covered all of our auxiliaries. Like Madam President mentioned our youth auxiliary, and then Christy just mentioned the Amikai. And the undergrads. The undergrads are those ones who are at UB. Now, in terms of us having other chapters, we have two more. We have one in Grand Bahama, that's our graduate chapter.
Okay.
And we have a next graduate chapter, which is recent, and that one is in Eleuther.
So shout out to Beta Alpha Mu Zeta in Grand Bahama and to our sorors in Eleuther of Epsilon Alpha.
Beta, Zeta,
right. It's a lot of Greek letters.
Happy to know. So there's a group.
Bams and
Eleuther.
Yes.
Just recently charted.
Yes. Yeah.
When you say recently, like when?
This year.
Last year.
1 year.
Yes.
One year.
Yes.
Remember.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
So we're spreading
yes.
our reach throughout the Commonwealth.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Okay, so we've covered that we have the little ones, those in junior high, those in senior high. We have young entrepreneurs. We have persons that are grown adults and grandmothers that are part of your organization. Now, I know that beyond your mentorship with these women and girls, you have impact projects that you would undertake within the community. I want us to talk a little bit more about those. What are your signature services ongoing? and perhaps some things that you may have had a one-off but made a very grand impact.
Okay, so as second vice president, those initiatives will fall under me. So we are in partnership with the Bahamas Red Cross. Sandin is Rehabilitation Center. We just had an initiative for Thanksgiving where we partnered with our brothers, Phi Beta Sigma, Delta Epsilon Sigma chapter here in the Bahamas, and we donated grocery items at the Children's Emergency Hostel. Now every year, every Thanksgiving, we donate items, food items to different organizations. Upcoming, I don't know if you want to get into this now, but our event, I'll save that for later.
Right, but you give people just a snapshot.
A snapshot of our Wine and Tapas, which is our major fundraiser that's coming up this weekend. December 7th.
Before you go into that, that's going to be
But I want to hear more about the gentleman helping out, though, before we get to that point.
And just in Salvation Army as well, our partnership with the Salvation Army.
So Bahamas Red Cross, Sister Sister.
Sister Sister is our breast cancer support group.
Yes.
And then we have the Salvation Army, and that's what I was going to bring up. So on Saturday, December 7th, we will be ringing the bells. So we do that every year in December.
Where will
as
you be doing it?
Lowe's Harbor Bay.
Okay, so Lowe's Harbor Bay, next Saturday, your group is going to be there ringing the bells
from
for the Salvation Army.
To 11 a.m., we will be ringing the bells to help assist with the Salvation Army.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know that the Salvation Army does a lot of good things, so you want to support every time you see that red kettle. You want to throw in some coins, some dollars, a check if you have it, I don't know, whatever you may have to support their efforts. And keeping in mind, it's not just the clothes. I know a lot of people think it's just the clothes. It's not just the clothes. They try to feed others as they can. They have their regular church services when they can. They support the... We really want to help the Salvation Army. And we have the ladies here this morning telling us that they're going to be at Harbor Bay next Saturday ringing the bell. So please help them to help the Salvation Army. You can do it. We can do it. And they're doing great things, the Salvation Army. Tis the season of giving, ladies and gentlemen, so let's give. Also, you did say the Red Cross. I would be remiss if I did not say that, ladies and gentlemen, you may have known that today should have been the mini fair and raffle. That's been postponed to next Saturday as well. So next Saturday is filled with a lot of things already. So you want to just mark your calendar to support the Bahamas Red Cross. We all know what they do to support us, not only during times of disaster, but throughout the year, all of the different efforts that they have going on, Meals on Wheels. They also have a clothing element. There's a lot that they do. So again, every time you can to support them, please do. And as a Red Cross Ball Committee member, I would be remiss to say, please get Yuna tickets for the Bahamas Red Cross Ball. That's going to be the end of January, okay? It's going to be fantastic, and I'll talk in January, but I'm telling you now, get your tickets. They're going quick. Now, we had lots of things, lots of partners, lots of programs.
About one of my favorite service programs that we did.
Yes, please.
Okay. It was during the aftermath of Dorian.
Okay.
We had our international president at the time come down. We had our regional director and other members of the executive board. They came to Nassau. They brought suitcases of items. Sores who came on cruises, they brought items. And we were at Bahamar in the hotel packing bags. We got them on a flight. We took them to Grand Bahama, took them on the tour of the damage of the island so they could see for themselves where their donations were going.
And that's also very important, I think, if I can interject, because a lot of persons who don't live in the hurricane belt,
they don't understand
what in the world, first of all, what is a hurricane and the destruction that happened.
Yes, yes. And the, also the more important reason for that was, as we are outside of the continental United States, we're a little far removed from everyone else and to actually put their feet on the ground and see what we do and see the communities that we impact. So it was a very powerful experience to actually have them fly down, take the time, and then take them to Grand Bahama to not only interact with the sisters there, but give out packages to the community and visit the senior citizens' homes and just see why it was that we were crying out for help. And I think that was just an amazing experience to share that with them. They also had come at another time and donated $25,000 to the Rand for Lee home. Aww. And usually as an international organization, we have a number of initiatives where we're asked to give to American organizations. But the fact that as an international body, everyone as a collective came together and raised funds and donated and brought it here home was just touching and heartwarming and powerful and a first for our organization.
I think that, thank you so much for sharing that. I think that it's impactful to know that the far-reaching members of your organization in another country felt it in their hearts to come and assist you and to assist the wider Bahamian community during our time of need. And then this just demonstrates the tenets of your organization.
Yes.
That's incredible. Also, good morning to my, good afternoon to my mother listening from Long Island. Hi. Yes.
And hi, Mom.
Right here, 180 years of the Nassau Guardian. And I just happened, just want to say, I'm wearing blue and white for those of you that are not watching. And blue and white just also happens to be the colors.
You're in the spirit.
But earlier this week, actually on Monday, the Nassau Guardian celebrated 180 years of existence. And we all got these beautiful things. I got mine bladed. And so it just lined up beautifully.
So pretty.
You know, we are surrounded by blues, but we're talking about happiness. Ha ha ha. Cool, man. So just before we go to our first break, in addition to this larger project that we had, that you had in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, I know that you've had some larger fundraisers that have taken place, obviously, since that time. Can you just tell us about one of those, just to whet the appetite of the listening audience, so we could know what type of festivities your organization is known for doing?
Okay, our organization, we're known ourselves out. We're known for that.
Oh, y'all feed people?
Yes.
Oh, yes, we love to feed people.
Oh, listen, okay, I like to eat, so I like to eat food, let me know.
And like I said, our Thanksgiving drive that we have every year as well.
So you would have just wrapped up one then?
Yeah, we just did one.
Oh, where was it?
It was, like I said, it was at the Children's Emergency.
Oh, the hostel, yes.
My sister, we do that, and all of our auxiliaries and the chapters, they donate. They each do something. So like our Mikai, they donate the coconut water and ginger mint and water for when persons go to oncology for chemotherapy.
Oh,
they
yes.
They have that. And then our chapters, we put together and we donate ports and needles. So that's something the Sister Cancer Support Group, they look forward to every year. And we try to do it 3 times a year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So for like now, we have a 1920 ongoing initiative where persons can donate $19.20. We have a thermometer going so we can be able to donate not only ports and needles, we want to give them a cash donation, a monetary donation. Because persons look out for that as well.
Wonderful. So we will talk much more about that right there. Fundraising in this country, in order for nonprofits to get things done, we need the help of the community. And this is why here on the Happy Hour, we like to host the folks doing goodness so that those of you listening can help them do the goodness or even participate yourself. But we'll talk more on the other side of this break. This is a Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra. Don't leave me. Come back after these messages.
find myself in the city near Piccadilly. Don't really know how I got here. I guess it's on my phone. New names and numbers that I don't know. I address to places like Abbey Road. Day turns to night, night turns to whatever we want. We're young enough to say, oh, this has gotta be good life. This has gotta be good life. This has gotta be good life. Good life. Say, oh, this is good that you can't fight. The city is a fire night. This has gotta be good life. Good, good life. To my friends in New York, I say,
all those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Kit, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back here with the happy hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and I'm happy that you stayed with us. If you're just tuning in, I'm happy that you came to listen to us. We're here today, for those of you who may have just joined us, and just to refresh the minds of all of those listening, because we've been talking about a lot. Joining us today, we have the ladies of the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Theta Epsilon Zeta Chapter, President Clementra McCoy, Second Vice President Taniqua McPhee-Thompson, and Christy Cargill, who has so many titles, both here in the Bahamas and internationally, that I don't want to butcher, but she's royalty of this group. So I want to say Your Highness. We've been talking about all of the goodness that the organization, may I say the Zetas, have been doing in the Bahamian community. And just before our break, we were talking about their partnerships with many organizations. And during the break, they were telling me about two things that I wanted to just touch on very quickly. those who are listening, we're going to have a giveaway. So if you would wish, you can just stay tuned to our phone lines. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. I think we have a pair of tickets to give away for an event. But before we get to that, they were telling me about something called the Cozy Coats Initiative. Now, I know we've been feeling it keep coming, it keep going, a little cool air, but when that actually reach and it stays, some of us, we be very cold, and there are several members of our society who may not have the appropriate clothing. And so the Zetas have this initiative. Tell us a bit more.
Okay, our initiative that our chapter is doing is called Cozy Coats. So what we're doing is asking the general public to donate gently used coats, jackets, or sweaters of all sizes, children or adults, so that we can donate them to the needy. As you know, sometimes the weather can get very chilly here, and like Deandra said, not everybody has what's necessary to keep them warm. So we want to do our part to provide those persons with those gently used coats.
I think that's an terribly important, especially for some of our school children who just may not have it. As the eldest of five children, I know about clothing getting sent to school or getting lost and getting damaged, and there just simply not being enough funds to replace. And so efforts like this would be incredibly important. So you can connect with the Zetas through their social media pages and consider giving your gently used clothing items, your coats, your sweaters, so that it gets to somebody in need. Especially our younger folks are kept very warm and dry. Because with the cold sometimes comes rain.
Yes.
And we were also, they had mentioned to me a lot, you know, a lot of talk usually happens during the breaks. And so I like to just, you know, hear what my guests have to say and then I'll bring it on air. One of these things is the Zetas actually travel with their young people. You know, those groups of young people that they mentioned earlier on the show, they actually take them away, give them the opportunity to participate in international conferences, including a spelling bee, I'm told. So it's an academic component. Please tell the people more about what y'all are doing with our young people and giving them international exposure.
Yes. In previous years, we've partnered with the state of Florida with their youth conference. So the young girls have a chance to mix and mingle with other girls their age who are also a part of their youth organization. And a part of that, they've had speech competitions, essay writings, and spelling bees. And we've had a number of young ladies who have won or placed in those spelling bees in various age categories. So we're very, very proud of them.
This is incredible. Sponsoring these young people to travel, which I assume it may be their first time traveling in some cases, but also the networking for these young folks with other young people in other countries, international exposure.
Yes.
We have a phone call. Let's get right to that. Good afternoon. This is the happy hour. Thank you for calling.
And a pleasure. Good afternoon day. You go. I got you off guard.
Yeah, you did.
And I know how to do this because I've been doing this for a long time.
Uh-huh.
This is none other than the bucket mouth they call Sparky.
Sparky, what you saying? Please behave for these ladies, please.
See, I know how to make people laugh in my country.
Yeah, you do. What you saying?
Because so much things are going haywire in my country. I'm actually afraid.
How you got afraid, Sparky?
I am 73 years old. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen my country in the dilemma that we are in right now.
But Sparky, that might be the truth. But listen, we talking about positive things on this one right here. I don't want to go down that.
I know. So be trying to get us from the negative to the positive.
Exactly. So let's stay on that road to the positivity.
Okay, this is from the negative to the positive.
Yeah, so you going to the positive right now. No more about the
negative. Okay, there's a lot of negative. Now let's go to the positive.
Okay, and stay there.
The good orders back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Do unto others you have them do unto you.
Mm-hmm. Bless a child, yes.
That was a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. Now I became a man. I put away all childish things. That's a positive thing.
Very positive. Now, let's link it up to what the lady's talking about today, Sparky.
But see, that's the ladies talking, but some of the moms, them got to talk to them men.
Well, that's why you calling the show, Sparky. So you say,
yeah, because all the men, them in the Bahamas, there ain't no bunch of dirty, no good this and that. And
so the good men inside the Bahamas that would actually help the ladies, including those in the studio, to do good things. Is that what you're telling us, Sparky?
Yeah, because see, the things has changed. One time we used to love people just because we love them.
Mm-hmm.
Now we loving people because of what they could give you or what they got.
Now listen, Sparky, what I need you to give us today.
It's all about
wanting.
I like this guy. I like this guy. What he got? What he can give me?
Now, Sparky, that ain't got nothing to do with what we talking about. We talking about these ladies helping the young people. Now, your issues with, or what you observing with these some persons.
No, we got to teach the young people. We got to get the young people back to the good old days.
That's what the ladies say they doing. They trying to help them become better persons.
Now, and that's Sparky, why I am here to encourage them to keep up the good work.
Thank you, Sparky. I know you wanted it.
We need to get back to the good old days and stop talking about the crime and the corruption and everything.
And
let's get back to
about
the good old days.
There you go. That's what I'm proud of you, Sparky. You continue listening. Thank you.
Hey, you remember that song? You remember that song? I can't remember who the artist who wrote that song about
you say something
going right, back to the good old days and Lookout Mountain and all that kind of thing.
You know what? While you think about that, I can let you go and try chat with the producer.
I forget what the artist's name, but it was a black American lady artist. Wasn't Gladys Knight or who it was? Back to the good old.
Thank you, Sparky. Lord in heaven, thank you, Sparky, for calling in and giving us that piece of encouragement. I know you had it in you, ladies and gentlemen. If you listened to the station long enough, we have regular callers. Sparky is one of them. As you can hear, he's 73 years old and loves to share what he has to say. And in fact, perhaps everybody listening, y'all can always text us or call us. Let us also know what you're saying. But we thank you for your encouragement. I have to mention to Dwight that you actually were positive today. I appreciate you, Sparky. But that being said, oh gosh, I just wanted to touch, please. You had a recent MOU with the University of the Bahamas for resource scholarships, and I'm assuming this is a result of your fundraising opportunity. So tell us a bit more about that really quickly.
Well, under the guidance of our current state director, Margaret Roll, the state of the Bahamas established a resource scholarship at the University of the Bahamas. We all recognize that students have tuition covered, but we don't necessarily think of the incidentals and the other tools and books necessary for them to matriculate at UB. So those funds are used to help those to get those items that they need to.
And I'm sure that it goes to students who are very appreciative to have that. Again, as a scholarship student, graduated obviously quite some time. These types of scholarships are necessary.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of the funding, as you say, usually only goes to tuition. And sometimes you need that extra money to get the books, to get the instruments, to get the scientific resources. And some of these things, it just costs too much money. And in order to build our society, we need to make access to education universal. And having this in place is a brilliant opportunity for that. So in addition to that, I believe you also contribute to the Bahamas Student of the Year. I think Ivory's country needs to contribute to the Bahamas Student of the Year efforts, honestly. But tell us a bit more about that.
Yes.
Maybe Taniqua, because she's been really quiet over there.
Feel free to jump in, Taniqua.
Yes, we contribute to the Bahamas Primary School Student of the Year Foundation Scholarship. Mm-hmm. So every year we offer a scholarship under, say, the Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated here in the Bahamas.
And not only that, we also have our members who donate towards trophies, medals, as well as travel for the Family Island students to come to Nassau to participate in the ceremony.
No, that's fantastic. Great. Great way to give back. Great way to give back. Now, I know everybody listening is thinking that we're talking about all of the different things you all do. And all of this takes money, ladies and gentlemen. It takes money. So a lot of these efforts are funded by events that, you know, the ladies use to fundraise. And with that being said, you had mentioned earlier on the show that you have something coming up next weekend. So tell us a little bit more about what in the world that is. I see Taniqua already saw it and laughed. President McCoy, I don't know if you right there, but, you know, your ladies are doing great in studio.
Yes, I am right here.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. Now, who's going to tell me more about this event? I have three of you, and I know everybody can talk great about it.
Okay. So, it's our fundraiser, and it's this Saturday, the next Saturday, sorry, December 7th, at the Retreat Gardens, usually known as the Bahamas National Trust on Village Road.
Okay.
And like I said, this is a fundraising event for us to be able to make a generous donation to our scholarship for our youth program. As President McCoy mentioned, we have three categories. So our Pearlettes, which are the babies, they would get book scholarship for second and third Pearlette, top three. And then our Army Cats, again, book scholarship. And then our Arcanets, they would get college scholarship. So we're having this fundraiser. It's a wine and tapas, similar to the Wine and Food Festival, but it wouldn't be wine tasting. So the ticket is $60.
Okay.
And inclusive of that $60, you will get one free glass of wine and then tapas while supplies last.
Okay.
We have prizes that will be given away all night.
So thanks.
Thanks when you get there.
I like that.
We also have vendors that will be there. So you're not only coming to socialize and supporting a good cause, you'll be able to shop. So we have vendors like Wainhead Studios, Hanami, Port Wax Candle Company. We have Misty Royal Eagle Lounge, cigar rolling for the men, so they won't feel left out. We we have Tipsy Chicks, and we have Loud and Sweet Treats.
Okay.
All right. So we would like everybody to come out, support this event.
Yes.
Because it's going to a great cause. We're trying to increase the scholarships that we give to our Arcanets for our youth program.
That sounds like a really good cause. I think it's reasonable. I mean, tis the season, okay? So we're getting the wine. You're getting some light bites with that. You can do a little bit of shopping.
Entertainment.
Yes. Talk to me. What are we listening to?
Well, we have entertainment. It's by a DJ, and then we have a hostess that will carry us through the night.
Okay.
So it's promised to be a fun-filled evening.
No, it sounds like it's going
to
be fun.
6:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. So like I said, we come along and socialize. Mm-hmm. But the main aspect is for us to be able to garner that donation in so we can give a good donation.
And there'll be opportunities throughout the night for persons who want to donate directly to the fund.
They can as well.
Okay. And just like, how can people get tickets?
I just want to say, so they can contact our president to purchase their tickets. And I'll give you a number right now. So you can reach her at 1-242-422-2702. I'm going to repeat that.
Yes,
1-242-422-2702. And she delivers.
So that means, ladies and gentlemen listening in, you can contact the ladies. You can contact the ladies to get your tickets. And just saying that the event is one more time for those listening in, and speak directly into the mic.
So again, the event is a finer taste of wine and tapas, and it's held Saturday, December 7th, from 6:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Retreat Gardens, usually known as the Bahamas National Trust, on Village Road.
Now, I know one of the questions is going to be, what type of wine are y'all going to have?
We have all types of wine available. The wine connoisseurs, those persons who know their wine, and then to those ones who just like wine, who just want some wine. But we also have ciders for the non-drinkers, and then we have our signature drink. It's similar to like a wine sangria, per se.
Okay. Yeah. So there's going to be lots of opportunities to eat, drink, and be merry while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your organization, to the Zetas, and to the young persons that are benefiting from it. Just to say, how long has this particular fund been around?
The event or?
No, no, the fund that it's benefiting.
Oh, it's been around from since our youth auxiliary started.
Okay.
At the school. So, years.
Okay, and this is a consistent fund that's ongoing, and this is, I believe, your first fundraising effort for your year. Is that
for our year? Yes.
Okay. Okay. So there may be more to come. You think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Yes, definitely. Like I said previously, our so-so that we usually have as well, and that's usually help April or May.
Okay.
So that'll be our next major fundraiser.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, so I hope you are ready to get your tickets to this incredible fundraiser that's happening next weekend. I feel like there's so many things happening next weekend. You had spoken about one of your partners, the Bahamas Red Cross, is also having their tea party on the Sunday. So feel free to reach out to the Red Cross to get your tickets for that. But we are very happy to hear that you're having this event. And we're hoping that, you know, by being on the show to you, in the event that they're not able to, say, call or text the president, can they reach out over socials? Because a lot of people, that's how they can reach out to get more information about how to secure those tickets. And will you be selling tickets at the door, at the entrance?
Yes, we will have tickets at the entrance, and they can reach out to us on our... Yes, we will be selling tickets at the door, and they can reach out to us on our Facebook page.
Okay, so just Facebook. Are you on Instagram? What about TikTok? What about Twitter?
We're on all socials.
On all socials? So what are your handles? share with the folks your handles on those different pages. Would it be... I think your Facebook page is your chapter name...
Yes, Theta Epsilon Zeta.
Right, so that's how you can get to you on Facebook. Pretty responsive there. So if you don't get the chance to reach out to the president directly, you can always just message the Facebook page if you're there. And if not, you can catch them on Instagram, on Twitter.
Now known as X. Yeah.
Now known as X. I have to remember saying that. Like one day, I hope it'll go back to being Twitter. All right, begin to wrap up because I'm waiting for something, somebody to appear in my producer's booth, but they're not there yet. As we wrap up, what are some final thoughts just before we throw out just our final reminder about the event? Your closing thoughts. President McCoy, if you're still there, what are your closing thoughts to our listening audience?
Well, I heard you mention our Instagram handle, so that is Theta Epsilon Zeta_ for those persons who are on Instagram. But I just wanted to wrap up by saying that as a chapter, we are what we call the whole picture, the bigger picture. Because apart from our primary, Bahamas Primary Student of the Year, our youth auxiliaries, our Amikai, we have the Adopt a School Initiative. We even involve ourselves in Zeta Has Heart, which is an international campaign that we take part in. And we also have what we call Z-Hope. Z-Hope is something where it's called Zeta Helping Other People Excel. And so with that, that's us reaching out in the community. One of the initiatives that myself spoke to is the Cozy Coat. Those items are going to go to persons not only at the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center Geriatric Ward, but also to the Great Commission outreach as well. So we're looking at, you know, not just hitting one institution, but preferably two institutions for that particular initiative. So our reach is far, far throughout Nassau and Providence. With the other two chapters on Freeport and in Eleuthera, we look to do the same thing where no matter how small the initiative is within our immediate community, so that they can see that persons actually care about them. At the end of the day, the event that's going to be held next week on December 7th, that's going to impact more than one young lady. The amount of young ladies that money will trickle down to cannot be imagined. And where that's going to take them, we can never even think of, because persons when they are in need and they are part of our auxiliary and they have those money that can help them, we are now pouring into something that's bigger than us. They may not return to us as a Zeta, but they will return as a better person in our society, and that's our ultimate goal, to produce girls. Like I told you earlier in the show, we end up taking our girls from girls to pearls. And so whether they become a part of our organization or not, having them become a productive member that gives back in our community is really our ultimate goal.
That is powerful. But I'm sure you all can follow that up. So it's Aniqua. Your closing thoughts, my dear.
My closing thoughts is, like, piggybacking on what President McCoy had mentioned, is that our focus for the organization is to provide, like we are, our motto, community conscious oriented. So service, that scholarship, sisterhood, we don't want to leave that out, and most definitely find a womanhood. So doing all of these things, reaching out there in the communities, being able to serve and to help others, you know, and raising funds and having those scholarship is our main source of helping others, the less fortunate. So those things, we want to keep those things in mind. I know that that is our ultimate goal as an organization.
Now, Christine, you know, you said you had some tickets, so your closing words going to have to be a very quick giveaway. Let's see, we'll get some calls.
Okay, my closing words are, if you know a young lady, a child, or anyone who is interested in serving their community and bettering themselves, also reach out so you could be a part of our programs and our initiatives, and you can benefit from the mentorship that our chapter does as well.
Excellent, excellent. And just before we end our show, I know you have a question for the audience. Let's see if anybody can call in very quickly to have a giveaway. The president, do you have a question for this giveaway?
Okay, so yes. The question is, in what year and month was Theta Epsilon Beta Chapter chartered here in Nassau, Bahamas?
Okay.
I'll repeat it. In what year and month was Theta Epsilon Beta Chapter chartered here in Nassau, Bahamas?
All right. For ladies and gentlemen, those who are listening in, if you have the answers to that, you can quickly call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. That is the year and the month that the Zeta Epsilon chapter was established here. Again, those numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. If we don't get those calls in, we will also do this over our Facebook page. I think we've had a fabulous show. Thank you all so much for coming on and sharing about what your organization is doing, just so that everybody remembers all of the beautiful names of the ladies joining me today. We had the ladies of the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Theta Epsilon Zeta Chapter, President Clementia McCoy, Second Vice President Aniqua McPhee Thompson, Her Highness Christy Cargill, both here in the Bahamas and regionally speaking, and they were talking to us about the goodness that they do within their organization. Please support them in their event happening next week, Saturday. Wine and Tapas, reach out to their president, whose number was given earlier on, as well as on their social media pages, to help them give back to our young people. This has been the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and I am happy that you joined us. Stay tuned for the rest of the Saturday program. Wait, we have a call. Hello, are you there? Hi. Yes. You have an answer for me?
For the question?
Yes.
November 2019?
Almost, no. But no.
Oh, so that's when you were chartered as a state.
Okay.
That's a good try, though. We were chartered as a state. What do you think, Madam First state director. She'll be giving him a ticket just for that. I mean, he was right on something.
Definitely. I definitely think he deserves a ticket.
Yay! This is fabulous. Yes. So stay
that,
on.
That was when he became a state.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. So stay right on the line, caller. Do not hang up. And then we'll get your information to our producer, who will get your name and number and contact information just so we can link you with our ladies from the Zetas.
Yes,
look
ma'am.
At that. Thank you for trying and winning. Again, this has been the Happy Hour with DeAndre Cartwright here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Please stay tuned for the rest of the Enjoy your weekend.
If you're down on your luck, I'll go by.